This is Easy Money with Don Anders, co-founder and CEO of Anders & Anders Financial Group. With more than a decade of financial planning experience, Don has helped thousands of people retire on their terms. He's been seen in the Wall Street Select, the Miami Herald, and on major television networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. The Easy Money podcast was created to help explain complex financial concepts in an easy-to-understand way without all the jargon. Now it's time for Easy Money with Don Anders.
Welcome to Ask Don Anders, Episode 3. And this question comes via email. And the question was, when should I take my Social Security? Which is one of the most common questions that we get. So as you know, every year that you wait, all the way up from 62 all the way up to 70, your Social Security grows. So a very common question that we get is, when should I start taking that Social Security? And once again, goes back to, it's all based on your individual needs, right? I mean, for some of you, more income just means more taxes, so it makes sense to wait. But for other people, they need more money while right now at 62 than they will at 80. So let me give you an example. If you take your Social Security at 62 and all the way through full Social Security, which is around 67, the amount of money that you get, it's going to take you all the way into your late 70s to break even because of the increase. So if that's the case, are you going to be spending more money in your 60s traveling and living and doing things, or in your late 70s and early 80s? Usually lifestyle slows down a little bit in the 70s and 80s. So it's important to have more money while they have a quality of life that's a little bit higher. Also, maybe you need money in your 60s and 70s because your house isn't paid off, and in your late 70s and early 80s it will be. So it all depends. I run into clients that they just do not need the money, and they have longevity in their life, so we recommend to go to 70. If you're debating that, my recommendation is talk to somebody. We actually at Anders & Anders, we have a complete 16-page guidebook that we can either email you or mail you if you have a lot of questions, and you can shoot us a message and we'll do that. Or just sit down and talk to a financial professional. That's what we're there for. So once again, it's based on your situation, but those are a couple things to take into consideration if you're contemplating when to and when not to take your Social Security.
You've been listening to Easy Money with Don Anders. Be sure to subscribe to the Easy Money podcast, and we'd appreciate it if you gave us a rating as well. Thanks for listening. Don Anders is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional. Anders and Anders Financial Group Incorporated is an independent financial services firm, helping individuals create financial strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agencies. Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Madison Avenue Securities and Anders & Anders Financial Group are not affiliated companies.